You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right. Probably commercial talked out by this time of the day after the Super Bowl. So why not rehash it some more? Jason Lynch is here. He's the TV editor for Adweek. Jason, welcome.
Hey, happy to be here.
Okay, I really don't want to rehash the Super Bowl commercials, but what do you think? How do you think CBS did? They were really pushing a couple shows that followed, but as far as their ratings, do we know anything just yet?
We don't. As of the time we're talking right now, they have not released ratings yet. My guess is that they're going to be disappointed because the game ended up being kind of such a blowout. I think a lot of people stopped watching before the end. And remember, the ratings are the average number of people watching per minute. So if people stop watching halfway through, three quarters of the way through, those ratings are going to be down. So yeah. I think it's going to be softer than CBS would have liked.
I got to tell you, I bolted in the third quarter because it wasn't going to be the game I wanted to see. You know, I wanted to see a good game between these, such a great quarterback story. But I'm like, I'm done. And I went and watched the PBS series and went back for the trophy presentation or something like that. So I saw also that the numbers were higher in Boston than they were in Tampa, which I don't know what you make of that. To me, that just means it was cold in Boston and no one had anything else to do.
Well, that is certainly part of it. I mean, a lot of Boston fans still hold Brady close to their hearts. I'm not too surprised about that. Also, remember, Boston is a much larger market than Tampa Bay, so it does it doesn't surprise me that there would be more people watching there.
Okay, so let's talk about what's coming up next and what people should be watching. We've got nothing but college basketball and sports, so some long winter nights of streaming, I would imagine. Let's just start with The Equalizer. CBS was pushing that quite a bit, Queen Latifah. What do you know of that show?
Well, it was an interesting move on CBS's part because historically, freshman shows that debut after the Super Bowl don't fare too well. They get a big boost initially, but those shows usually don't end up sticking around longer than one season. CBS decided to kind of try to beat the odds and put this in there. I think it was a good fit for after the Super Bowl. It is a good fit for the types of shows that CBS likes to have. Queen Latifah is really dynamic. So I think it is a good fit for the CBS audience. I think it has a good chance of breaking the streak, at least making it to a second season. It's not the best thing you'll ever see, but it's enjoyable.
One more while we're there. They were advertising as well Clarice, takeoff or a reversion of the Silence of the Lambs. I can't imagine myself ever watching this, Jason. What do you think?
I've actually seen the first three episodes of this, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, good.
Silence of the Lambs is one of my favorite films of all time. This Clarice is not up there, nor is it necessarily at the level of Hannibal, which was that incredible NBC series from a few years back that focused on the Hannibal Lecter character. But I thought that they did a better job with this than I would have imagined. It takes place a year after the events of Silence of the Lambs. We have Clarice, who is kind of out of Quantico, out of the Academy, and is in the field, and is kind of reluctantly drawn back into the spotlight again due to a high-profile case. And so far in the early going, it does a pretty good job of balancing kind of the procedural show that CBS audiences want with something that digs a little deeper into Clarice's psyche.
Okay.
So I'm encouraged by what I've seen so far.
That's good to know. So it tells you that I am no judge of television. You know, the hardest part for me is sitting down. I've got Amazon, I've got Hulu, I've got Netflix. Is sitting down and trying to find a new show because sometimes you're overwhelmed. Sometimes I don't like the suggestions they're giving me. I mean, what's out there or what's coming that you think is really worth our attention?
Well, I will say that the next couple months are going to be a little more slim pickings than usual. And this is kind of a long-term after effect of the production shutdown last year. And what happened was when production resumed, networks and streaming services were able to kind of continue shooting and get those shows out like the end of last year. And now we're hitting this kind of fallow period where all of the shows. So it is tougher. I'm right now in the middle of watching Lupin on Netflix, which is a great kind of French heist drama, which has been a lot of fun.
I watched that one. But I think I was Well, I don't want to give away the ending, but I think I was dissatisfied, right? It sort of didn't come to a great conclusion.
Well, there is a cliffhanger, and there is a second part that is coming later. But yeah, this is strange because usually the spring is kind of the time where the Emmy hopefuls come in, or late winter and spring, and there's not as much to look forward to. You know, Clarice is a good one to keep an eye on, as we already discussed. But I've been kind of advising people to go back and kind of catch up with things that you haven't been able to haven't had a chance to watch, versus trying to seek something out yet, because there aren't too many options coming up.
I have a friend who's literally angry with me that I don't watch Better Call Saul. That sounds like
that is a perfect one. That is I picked that as my favorite show of last year. So I would, if you have not watched that, I would say definitely get on that one.
I've got six or seven seasons of that to watch, right?
Yes, you do. And there's one more season coming up. They haven't said when it's going to air yet, but most likely later this year, early the following year, then that's going to be it for that show.
Did you watch, or what did you think of Normal People, the show set in Ireland?
I love that show. That was also on one of my top 10 lists last year for new shows. That one is, and I thought it was terrific. It's a very different type of kind of romance. It's not what you expect. At the same time, it feels very different. You think of how many times you've seen a couple fall in love, fall in and out of love on screen, on the TV screen, on the movie screen, and this manages to feel very fresh and like nothing you've seen before.
All right, I could keep throwing titles out, but that could be wasting our time. You give me some titles. What else do you suggest, even if it's going back and watching something, maybe a series that we would have skipped before?
Well, you know, there's. I always feel when people ask this question, I end up kind of blanking on what to recommend next. But I will. I'll just go. You know, one thing that's popping in mind right now, because it was kind of skipped over by some of the awards and nominations that came out earlier this week, is Mrs. America, the FX miniseries from about a year ago, last spring.
I was going to ask you about that, right?
Yeah, that one is what looks at the efforts to pass the Equal Rights Amendment, and Cate Blanchett stars in it, an all-star cast, and that one was it was overlooked by kind of the Globes and SAG, although I think maybe Cate Blanchett got nominated, the series didn't, but that was one of my favorite shows from last year.
Do you know, is it available on Hulu now? I think I saw that somewhere.
It is on Hulu. Yeah, everything on FX now ends up going to Hulu the next day. Although, actually, this was an FX on Hulu exclusive. So this one was developed by FX, aired on Hulu. So that's where you can find that one.
What about the Perry Mason remake on HBO?
You know, that one is, I was a huge fan of Matthew Reese from The Americans. Americans is one of my favorite shows from the last decade. Not quite as engaged with this show of his as I was with The Americans. People are kind of hit or miss on it. I will probably stick around with it in season two to see what happens, but that's not necessarily one that I'm pointing people toward.
One of the shows that my wife and I really enjoyed is the Kominsky Method, which is on Netflix. Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin.
Yep.
But I read this is the last season, but Arkin is not on the show?
Yeah, he is not on the show. They had announced it was going to be the final season. I think it'll come out later this year. Then they separately announced that Alan Arkin said he would not be involved with the show. I'm not quite sure what the story is there. My guess is that the only way to probably write him out would be for him probably not to be alive anymore, his character, and maybe how the Michael Douglas character kind of copes with life without his closest friend. That would be my guess for how they'll focus things and approach things in the third season. But we haven't really seen that trailer yet. We haven't seen any information yet.
Okay, I'm a fan of Atlanta, although I like the first season better than the second. I see that's coming back. Grace and Frankie, this will be the last year for them.
It will be. So this is Grace and Frankie is one that they were starting to they were in the middle of filming it last March when production was shut down. They actually have not resumed filming yet, in part because the cast is older. They really wanted to wait some extra time for things to be safe for them. I think most of them are in the process of getting vaccinated now. Production is expected to resume earlier this year. for that final seventh season. And as for Atlanta, yeah, I'm with you. Atlanta was one of my favorite shows. And it was renewed for not one, but two seasons. It was supposed to film season three and four back-to-back last year. Also, because of COVID, that got delayed. Then the other problem is Donald Glover is such a big star that there's a lot of scheduling rejiggering that had to happen to kind of get him to carve out time to resume filming. So that one, they are going to resume production sometime this year. My guess is we probably won't be able to see it till this fall or early the following year, but episodes of Atlanta will be coming within the next year.
Okay, I know you don't like this question, but I'm going to give you another one. Give me one more recommendation of something we should catch up on.
Okay, I may destroy you, which was on HBO, which was just a terrific series that was on last summer. It can be a little bit of a rough watch sometimes. Uh-huh. It is about a woman who is kind of piecing together some details about a sexual assault, but it was just, you know, one of the most innovative, kind of freshest shows that I've seen in the last year, and that is definitely that's definitely one worth trying to catch up on, either on HBO or HBO Max.
Jason Lynch, TV editor at Adweek. Look, it was great to talk to you, Jason. I hope we can do it again.
Yeah, terrific.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.